This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Supreme Court seems poised to reject attempts to kick former President Donald Trump off the 2024 ballot. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
A decisive ruling for the leading Republican candidate for president would largely end efforts in Colorado, Maine, and elsewhere to prevent Trump's name from appearing on the ballot.
In very quick order, I would expect, although my predictions have never been correct, I would expect that a goodly number of states will say, whoever the Democrat candidate is, you're off the ballot, and others for the Republican candidate, you're off the ballot, and it'll come down to just a handful of states that are going to decide the presidential election. That's a pretty daunting consequence.
In more than 2 hours of arguments Thursday, the justices raised questions on whether Trump can be disqualified from being president again because of his efforts to overturn his loss in the 2020 election. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken headed home to Washington from the Middle East Thursday with no new deal in hand for a ceasefire, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Blinken, on his sixth peace mission to the region, met this week with officials in Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Qatar, as well as Israel, working to craft a potential ceasefire deal. Hamas reportedly received it positively and offered a response, which Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quickly rejected. He said the proposal would leave the militants in control of the Gaza Strip and called it delusional, and said Israeli forces would continue fighting to win what he called an absolute victory. In spite of that, while still in Israel, Blinken said based on all his meetings, he remains optimistic.
What I can tell you about these discussions is that while there are some clear non-starters in Hamas's response, we do think it creates space for agreement to be reached, and we will work at that relentlessly until we get there.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at VOA.